hurtling back down into the office. I swung the pipe at the bear's grinning mouth, knocking him back into a wall. Steven jumped up and climbed back up into the roof as I swung the pipe around wildly. Once he got up, I climbed in with him. Desperate to find an exit, we feverishly crawled through the corridor between the floors. Below us, I could hear the animatronics tracking us, following our movements from underneath the panels. Eventually, we came across a hole above us and climbed inside. It was a small area with air conditioning units and a makeshift bed, with frozen pizza and magazines lying around. Out from behind one of the air conditioning units, an emaciated middle-aged man crawled out, his eyes wide. He seemed out of his mind, and I noticed he was wearing an old tattered Chuck E. Cheese uniform. "Are you okay?" I asked him in a whispered voice. He gave no response. "How long have you been up here?" Steven asked curiously. 2 months at least. Those things were making me lure people in here with Facebook and Instagram ads. When I stopped doing it for them, they tried to kill me. That was when I came and hid up here," he said, sounding defeated. "That's how our group found out about it. I saw an article on my Facebook feed about this place being abandoned," Steven said. The man nodded his head in shame. "They've been waiting for me to leave. Luckily, I was able to find a hole above the freezer. That's how I've been surviving, although most of the good stuff ran out a couple weeks ago," he said as we heard the sound of an animatronic below starting to move around. The man suddenly started to panic. "Oh no, they must have tracked y'all in here. We need to get out now," he whispered loudly. Suddenly, a hand busted up from the floorboards below, grabbing Steven's ankle and starting to pull him down. I kicked the hand, allowing him to wiggle away, but as he started to run, I noticed the animatronic had bored some sort of metal piece into his ankle. There was no time for us to look at it, though. We just had to keep going. We went through another panel and into a corridor, which eventually dropped down into a large industrial-sized freezer. The ex-employee put his ear to the door and listened to see if anything was around. After making sure the coast was clear, he slowly opened the door and looked out into the kitchen area. We snuck towards the kitchen door and looked out into the hall. It seemed as though all the animatronics from before had left, and it was pretty much a straight shot back to the front of the restaurant. So the three of us slowly snuck out into the hallway and started making our way back to the front. I eventually made it back to the window we had come in through and started trying to pry it from the wall, but the bolts wouldn't budge. I then looked around and noticed that all the other boarded up windows had been secured with bolts as well. Suddenly, a creepy laugh emanated from behind the curtain on the stage behind us. The curtain opened and we saw several animatronics standing up on stage. Chuck E. Cheese, the bear from Fazbear's, and one which immediately upon noticing it made me sick to my stomach. It had the face of our friend Daniel, or at least it used to be him. His head was combined with large mechanical arms and legs, and his eyes lit up red, as we could see they were no longer human. The group of animatronics stepped down from the stage and began slowly walking towards us. Panicked, we ran down the hallway towards the back of the restaurant again to try and find somewhere to hide. As we passed the back office, another robot busted out from the door. It was Kelly, the other member of our group who was taken before, and she'd now been turned into one of them as well. Her mechanical arms aggressively grabbed the ex-employee and pulled him into the office with her. Steven and I eventually found another door into a back office, got in and slammed the door. There was a boarded up window, but it didn't look like they had bolted it shut yet. I immediately went wild trying to rip it off the wall. Finally, I was able to break one corner off and let some sunlight in, which loosened the whole thing up a bit. All of a sudden, Steven fell over and began convulsing on the ground. I looked at his arms and it appeared as if something was bubbling up through his veins. He stared up at me as he screamed and his eyes revealed this piercing red light shining through. Then he lunged up as if being shocked and started uncontrollably lurching towards me. Throwing the metal pipe at his face, I tore the rest of the board off the window and jumped out. neither he or any of the others followed me. I eventually ran to a place where I could get reception and called the police about the ordeal. They showed up at the Chuck E. Cheese about a half hour later and apparently could not locate the animatronics anywhere. There was a sign of a struggle, and they believed that something had happened, but the robots and my friends were nowhere to be found. In fact, my friends are still just considered missing persons till this day. For the next few months, I attempted to put the whole thing behind me, and for a short while I was able to. That was until I noticed new construction across the street from my house going up one day. It seems they're building a brand new Chuck E. Cheese, and they're clearing out space for a basement.